Well, if you ask me where I come from, here's what I tell everyone. I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place, where the stars and stripes and the eagle flies. It's a big old land with countless dreams, and happiness ain't out of reach. Hard work pays off the way it should. Yeah, I've seen enough to know we've got it good. Where the stars and stripes and the eagle fly. Yes, there's a lady that stands in the harbor for what we believe. And there's a bell that still echoes the price that it costs to be free. I pledge allegiance to this flag. If it bothers you, well, that's too bad. But if you got pride, you're proud to do. Hey, we could use some more like me and you. Where the stars and stripes and the eagle fly. It's the only place that I prefer. Love my wife, raise my kid, the same way that my daddy did. With stars and stripes and the eagle fly. Yes, with the stars and stripes and the eagle fly.
Perfect timing. Let's see. Oh. Costume change.
Is it?
Ah, yes.
Recover.
So, we have Melody here tonight, too.
I've been here all summer.
I know, but you're tonight. See, at some point you won't be because you'll be off to Asbury.
That's right.
And you'll be watching from afar.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's neat.
It's in Kentucky.
I'm going to see a guy tomorrow that graduated from there.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, when did he graduate?
Of 1960 something or other.
Okay.
It's probably.
What was the first year they were open?
Well, let me clarify. I'm going. I haven't started yet. I just graduated from Dayton.
I went down there once. I visited once.
Middle of nowhere, isn't it? Yeah. A couple of horses. You got a horse road you got to pass through. Just kind of like, boom, there's this guy.
Well, I forgot it because I went in 1960. That's when I visited.
Oh, wow. All right. I guess this is our song.
By faith, we see the hand of God. Faithfulness, who walk by faith and not by sight.
I do miss the car horns, though, every now and then. Yeah.
Indeed.
All right. More patriotic stuff. More patriotic stuff. That comes at the end. That comes at the end. Karen, help us.
This land is your land. This land is my land. From California to the New York Island. From the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters. This land was made for you and me.
Craig.
As I've been walking that ribbon of highway, I saw above me that in the skyway. I saw below me that golden valley. This land was made for you and me. This land is your land. This land is my land. From California to New York Island. From the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters. This land.
Melody.
I roamed, I rambled upon my footsteps to sparkling sands of her diamond deserts, while all around me a voice was sounding.
This land was made for you and me. This land is your land. This land is my land. From California to the New York Island. From the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters, this land was made for you and me.
This land
was made for you and me.
Fun, fun, fun. Before I put this down, you know I really want to play.
Okay, We won't play it right now.
I didn't have all my Christian words in front of me. My Christian lyrics.
Yeah, no, you're right. I only know the originals.
You only know the original lyrics. That's right. I got the Christian lyrics of that song somewhere. We'll bring it back out again one of these times. All right. Okay, so for those of you who haven't been with us in a while, and I know those sitting here haven't been with us in a while, although you've been watching, so thank you. Thank you. What do we do here? Wait, this is Thursday night. We practice. Oh, wait. What's today, Bruce?
Actually, yeah. What is today?
We were trying to do that at the beginning, but I got just technically distracted in more ways than one.
Technically distracted?
I'm still technically distracted. I'm just
a train wreck. So, anyway, we're going to come. We'd like to combine our call to worship with our opening hymn. So, Karen, could you get us started here? Okay, we're doing capo 1, correct? Well, the equivalent of capo 1. So, it'd be A sharp or B flat, as you like to call it. No, we're doing. We decided to keep the capo. So we are going to be a B flat. The very first note is a B flat. Wherever you at, however you're doing your thing, that's kind of where we're at. Here, let me make it easier for you. That's your first note.
When all else fails.
That's not the intro note. We're gonna find out.
Yay! Oh, beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of green, for pearl. Nope, she's on the right one. In majesty. You're actually on two. Drop it one.
Thursday night, folks.
But we have to do this and we do it right, son.
We were doing good.
There you go.
There it is.
Oh, beautiful for space.
We love Thursday nights.
For amber waves of gray.
The reality is we love it so much we wanted to do it twice.
For purple mountains majesty. Above the fruited plains. America, America, God shed his grace on thee, and crown thy good with brotherhood, from sea to shining sea.
Bless this melody.
God, we just come to you in this moment, and we just give you a spirit of praise. We give you a spirit of praise and of worship that we are here. We are here tonight, gathered together as one, united, your body, coming together. And we thank you for the ways that you have just poured out your blessings on our nation, the way you have poured out your blessings on us. And we ask that you would just continue to do that. God, continue to show us your favor and shine your love and turn your face towards us. God, we are asking for that right now, and we thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Oh, beautiful for pilgrim's feet, whose stern impassions stress, a thoroughfare for freedom be, across the wilderness. America, America, God bless. Confirm thy soul in self-control, thy liberty in all. O beautiful for heroes proved, in liberating strife, who more than self their country loved, and mercy more than life. America, America, may God thy glory find, till all success be no more less, and every gain be mine. Oh, beautiful for patriot dream that sees beyond the years, thine olive
alabaster cities gleam, undimmed by human tears. America, America, God shed His grace on thee. From sea to shining sea.
Yay! Some kind of stirs you up singing some patriotic song.
If I enjoyed that slide you did as much as
I did.
As much as I did?
It would have been better if I hit the first note right. But anyway, it didn't matter.
It's
worked.
A slide.
That's right, it's a slide. What does
possible.
It matter? It's right, bailout. The bailout mode. Okay, so... Pastor Ken this Sunday is going to be sharing an awesome and amazing message based off of David. All right, King David. Remember King David? He started off as a shepherd boy. So she had requested that we do a song by Ray Bolts back from 1988. Remember Ray Bolts? Yeah, you got some head shaking out here. Well, young ones you weren't even thought of in 1988.
Yep. One by one, Jesse's sons stood before the prophet. Their father knew a king would soon be found. And each one passed, except the last. No one thought to call him. Surely he would never wear a crown. But when others see a shepherd boy, God may see a king. Even though your life seems filled with ordinary things, in just a moment he could touch you and everything will change. When others see a shepherd boy, God may see a king. One by one, problems come and dreams get shattered. And sometimes it's hard to understand. But things like chance and circumstance, they don't really matter. A father holds tomorrow in his hands. But when others see a shepherd boy, God may see a king. Even though your life seems filled with ordinary things, in just a moment he can touch you and everything will change. When others see a shepherd boy, God may see a king. Well, it wasn't the oldest, wasn't the strongest chosen on that day, and yet the giant fell and nations trembled when they stood in his way. And when others see a shepherd boy, God may see a king. Even though life seems filled with ordinary things, in just a moment he can touch you. Everything will change. When others see a shepherd boy, God may see a king.
1988. Ray Bolts, that's right. And it's funny because like a number of artists, and yes, thank you, Frank, for coming forward for our next song, but like a lot of artists, you know, they kind of have their own sound, right? Their own sound. So you remember the other song that, he did a number of them. Remember Thank You for Giving to the Lord. Yeah. My button here. Actually, hold on a second. Let me
try. They're going to do tech stuff here for a moment.
Give me just a moment here. Just as well, because I got to put on my other whatever. Okay, now try doing a refresh on that and see if there's any magic to it. Is the drums actually start on this song here. Actually, okay. Pastor Frank, would you like to, let me, actually, you know what, I guess I'd turn on your mic would be an appropriate thing to do first. There we go. Say hello.
All right,
now we're talking. That's good. Did you have anything you'd like to share with this song? I mean, you've been, okay, I should lay some groundwork here. So last Sunday was Pastor Kim's first Sunday here. And I knew that Pastor Frank was also going to be rolling in here also. And I knew he sang. I knew he played guitar. I said, hey, why don't you come in? We'll do a little jamming. And he ends up saying, hey, do you guys know this song? So that's what brought us here. So why this song?
Why this song?
What it just popped into your head? Or why this song?
It's just a neat song to play, and people rarely play it in church. So.
Well, then how about that? It's no more rarity than we shall play this. And I'm glad you could join here with us. So, see, and we actually added an extra little icing for you. I've got Craig sitting over here. So, hey, Melody and Brandon, and we're good. Carry on. Go ahead, drum.
Bringing out from the children.
Have you ever heard that with a banjo, Pastor? Probably never, right? Never went to hear it with a banjo again either, probably.
It works for it, yeah.
It kind of fills. I thought it was just going to be kind of fun. I thought it would be a fun thing to do.
fun little thing to do.
It was exciting. It was exciting. Hold on a second here. Let me see. All right, well, hey, seeing requests come in, too. Remember, we take some prayer requests also. We'll share a short little message here shortly. We've got a couple
prayer
songs.
Requests are cheaper than song requests.
And we probably will toss in I'm a Believer for fun, right? We got it on here. All right. Let's see here. Karen, do you have...
this is why we don't give her a microphone.
Do we give the disclaimer that we didn't practice this one? But
actually,
nah,
yeah, you're right, we didn't.
We can say
nah, we practiced it. We're great.
Say that, but... Let's make sure I get the right key.
What are we doing now? Which one?
God bless America.
God bless America. You like that one better? We will be doing I'm a Believer, but not right away. We got this one, the Manila, and then we'll do I'm a Believer. Oh, yeah. Oh, the organ sound would be real interesting on God Bless America. I don't remember what type of intro. I think we just start on the D. Yeah, there you go. Oh, there it is. Go back and start that over, and I'll put the words on top of it. Well, actually, keep going. Oh, that's right. She does this intro, and then she goes, that's free, and then we start it, don't we?
Take it easy. Settle down. Get ready.
As the storm clouds gather all across the sea, let us pledge allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices in a solemn prayer. God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with the light from above. From the mountains to the prairies to the oceans wide with foam. God bless America, my home sweet home. God bless America, my home, sweet home. From the mountains to the prairies, through the oceans, white with foam. God bless America, my home, sweet home. God bless America, my home, sweet home.
And what you couldn't see at home was the interpretive dance that we had going on.
We should have brought them up front. The cameras, this is the viewing area for the cameras. Make sure you come back up next time. Coming back up. All right. Oh, she figured out.
We've been traveling far without a home, without a star. Free, only want to be free. We huddle close, hang on to a dream. Now the boats and on the planes,
that come into America, never looking back again. That come into America. Oh, don't it seem so far away? Oh, a traveling light today in the eye of the storm. In the eye of the storm. Oh, to a new and shiny place. Make our bed and we'll say our grace. Freedom's light burning warm. Freedom's light burning warm. Everywhere around the world, they're coming to America. Every time the flags unfurl, they come into America. Got a dream to take them there. They come into America. Got a dream they come to share. They come into America. They come into America. They come into America. They're coming to America today. 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 My country, 'tis of thee. Today. Sweet land of liberty. Today, of thee I sing. Today, of thee I sing. Today. 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 Today.
Wanted to do that song. It's right every day. Every day is right. All right, Brandon, let's we get the request for I'm a Believer. What page is that, like 40 or 30 or?
There's no words.
I'll find it here. Here it is. Got it? All right, when Noah comes on, there's going to be one of a couple songs. Typically, it's so happy. It's either So Happy
Together
or I'm a Believer. So Karen, I guess, is going to start it. So let's find out what happens.
Is this just playing around?
No words.
I thought God was nothing but a fairy tale. Could be someone else, not for me. That's the way it seems. It's upon me and haunted all my dreams. Oh, then I found His grace. I'm a believer. It's not a trace of doubt in my mind. I've been saved. I'm a believer. Jesus is walking by my side. Just for the taking. Same the more I took, the less I got. Oh, not a slave to sin now. Jesus broke the chain. Now the more I give, the more I gain. Oh, since I found His grace, now I'm a believer. Not a trace. I'm a believer. Jesus
can change. I'm a believer, Jesus just walked through my mouth's time. Stop the
space, cause I'm a believer.
Okay, that covers music, right?
That was the first time.
And now we bid a fond farewell.
Nice. Nice. Let's see here.
See, he can do all the cool bass stuff that I can't even dream of.
There you go.
The lowest all I right. can get's right here, and that's.
All right, let's switch over some Mr. Microphone here. Let's see what we got on this one. People getting their workouts here. You don't need that gym. You just need music. You just need music. I am missing something important here, a.k.a. Bible, like the B-I-B-L-E. Karen, can you hand me the red on top, the red Bible up there?
The red
Bible.
Oh, okay.
Thank you.
Rattle,
the red rattle. Uh-huh. Indeed. Yes, indeed. One more thing here. One more thing. Remember, if you got any prayer requests, go ahead and send them in, please. Let me see if I see any other ones that rolled in here. Melody, can you bring up? Oh gosh, it's actually on two of them, but let's see what all we can bring up through here. Let me scroll backwards, make sure I didn't miss anything so far. I need you to monitor Facebook for me as things scroll through. So you can, I'm actually on two pages. So let me scroll backwards to see if I missed anybody else. But we are always lifting up everyone in prayer. Look at the Greg Conrad page. All right. So if anyone's having any prayer requests or anything, make sure you do it over on the Greg Conrad page. If you're on the church page, switch over so we don't miss it. God is good. God is able. Thanks, everyone, for being here. We had all kinds of great special guests. Special guests indeed, right? And what I walked back here to do, I forgot to click. So just a second.
Okay.
Let me click this, get this out of the way. All right. So we got people in the building on a Thursday night. We always have people. We've had people in the building. But we have... It's great to see. Great to see. That's right. You came back. Thank you, Debbie and Linda, for coming back. Tyler, for coming back. Melody's kind of been hanging out with us. And but God, it's all good. So these are some of the people that were sitting in the pews here for us. And you got yours back. Good. Well, that's appropriate because it sat here in your as your representative.
Those were getting antsy. They were starting to try and form a union and everything.
They're trying to form a music union, right? to shut us down. That's good. That is good. That is good. Well, nothing especially special that's coming to mind through this, so we're going to go to the trusty old Bible and see where this opens up to. And but of course, there's been a lot of stuff going on, lots of stuff, and it's been prophesied. It's all been prophesied, you know, in the end times. You know, these are things you're going to go through. But we don't know the day. You want to talk about the end times? I wanted to see what God wanted to say here. And maybe, you know what? Maybe God will go ahead and give you your... All right. Well, here, let's here. Okay. Here's what opened up first. Okay. And it opens up to Ruth 2. Ruth chapter 2. All right. That's what opens up first. Well, now watch. Now watch. We've seen God do this every time. For years I've been doing this, right? We see him every time. God ties this stuff together. So let's take a look. It's not what you want, it's what you need. Okay, all right. Okay, Melody. Like I said, keep an eye on that for me. So, all right, Ruth meets Boaz. All right, now and this is Ruth chapter 2. So, of course, through Ruth chapter 1, it's talking about Ruth. Ruth, and essentially he has her two daughter-in-laws, and one of the daughter-in-laws decides to,
decides to hang out. And I said that wrong, didn't I? It's Naomi. Naomi's daughter. I'll get it back. I'm saying it backwards. Naomi ends up with two daughter-in-law. Her two sons die, and Ruth ends up hanging out with her. So anyway, at this point now, we're at a point where Ruth is meeting Boaz. So now Naomi had a relative on her husband's side from the clan of Elimelech, from a man of standing whose name was Boaz. Okay, and Boaz and the Moabites said to Naomi, he said, "Let me go to the fields and pick up the leftover grain behind anyone in whose eyes I can find favor." So Naomi said to her, "Go ahead, my daughter," and she went out and began to glean the fields behind the harvesters. So remember, all this stuff obviously back in that era was done by hand, right? We didn't have any mechanisms with it. And they wouldn't grab everything. What's that? Didn't? Yep, actually they did have power tools. They were called slaves. All right, okay. But, yeah, right. Okay, come on, you asked. You're going to make me a funny question, I'm going to give you the right answer. you new young Christians, God bless you, Tyler, I'm glad you're here. That's how we learn, I know you're teasing me. So Naomi says to her, "Go ahead, my daughter," and she went out and began to glean the fields behind the harvesters. And as it turned out, she found herself working in a field belonging to Boaz, who was from the clan of Elimelech. So just then Boaz arrived from Bethlehem and greeted the harvesters. "The Lord be with you." How cool is that? Isn't that cool? I mean, he walks up and says, "The Lord be with you." I just love this. Simple little greetings, right? Simple little greetings. We don't do it that way. Hi. How are ya? You know? Yeah. There's all kinds of ways to say that, right? "The Lord bless you," they called back. Okay, so he says, "The Lord bless you," and they all say, "The Lord bless you." Okay, kind of like Pastor Kim was trying to get people to do, and they did. And they did. All right, we'll learn it. We'll learn what she's up to here with this. But that's cool. They end up calling it back to him. And Boaz asked the foreman of the harvesters, "Whose young woman is that?" All right. So Ruth had been, following behind and the like. And the foreman replied, he said, "She is the Moabitess who came back from Moab with Naomi." And she said, "Please let me glean and gather among the sheaves before the harvesters." And she went into the fields and worked steadily from morning till now, except for a short rest in the shelter. All right? So she was busy, right? She's out there all day. I mean, she's just working. She's working it. So Boaz says to Ruth, "My daughter, listen to me. Don't go and glean in another field. Don't go away from here. Stay here with my servant girls and watch the field where the men are harvesting and follow along with the girls. I've told the men not to touch you." All right? "Whenever you are thirsty, go and get a drink from the water just as the men have filled." And at this she bowed down with her face to the ground, and she exclaimed, "Why have I found such favor in your eyes that you notice me, a foreigner?" And that right there is where the Holy Spirit is saying, stop, and we're going to move, okay? Check that out again. At that moment she bowed down with her face to the ground. She exclaimed, "Why have I found such favor in your eyes that you notice me, a foreigner?" And aren't we all, don't we all have that awe, that awe moment when we come up out of the water, right? It's like, wow, God noticed me. Little me, he noticed me. All right, Lord, where are you going to take us from Ruth now? Here you go, Melody. Didn't go as far as you wanted. Okay, this takes us into 1 Corinthians, and where are you going to lead me here for? We're going to chapter 5, chapter 6 is where he's taking me. All right. How interesting. All right, we just talked about accepting as a foreigner, right? So now in 1 Corinthians 6, the Bible opens up to lawsuits among believers. "If any of you has a dispute with another, dare he take it before the ungodly for judgment instead of or before the saints? And do you not know the saints will judge the world?" There's getting to your revelation stuff you're asking for, Melody, okay? did you not know the saints will see? "Ask and you shall receive. Seek and you shall find. Okay, knock and the door shall be opened." All right. "Did you not know that the saints will judge the world?" Who are the saints? Saints are the believers, right? Saints are the believers. But let's quantify, right? Who is a believer? Every one of us, when we start off as an agreeer. We make a conscious, logical decision. Yep, that makes sense to me. I am in my mind. I'm accepting Christ now. So I've made the statement. Yes, Jesus, I'm a sinner. I accept you as my Savior. I need your help. We become a believer when we take action, right? Because you remember, Jesus says in Mark 16:17, he says, "These signs shall follow those who believe. They shall lay hands on the sick and the cover. If they drink anything poison, it won't harm them." You know, that kind of stuff. So it's action is what it comes down to, action. and the saints will judge the world. And if you are to judge the world, are you not competent to judge trivial cases? Do you not know that we will judge angels? Now think about that a second. We will judge angels. Now, of course, when we think of angels, right, we think of angels as being, you know, above us, right? But didn't Christ, you remember, say Christ would say, I'll elevate you above the angels. Now, well, we can get a whole conversation on angels, but let's stick with what God's trying to tell us here. He said, how much more the things of this life? So therefore, if you have disputes about such matters, appoint as judges even men of little account in the church. He said, I say this to shame you. I should emphasize that. I should double back so you got that clear, because the words kind of just didn't flow out right. He says, therefore, if you have disputes above such matters, appoint as judges even men of little account in the church! Exclamation point. In other words, he's chastising them. He said, you know, look, what are you doing here? You got to get elders. You have to have people that are firm in the word. They're believers, right? They're people that take action, people that walk the walk, people that are true and honest. You got to do these things. He says, I say this to shame you. Right? He's shaming them. It's like, you know, you guys are getting anybody you want. You know, anybody who's dwelling. And I got to hit the pause button right there. I was at a gathering not too long ago, and a lot of great people of God were there, and we're there for the God mission. That was the focus of the meeting, was the God mission. And when we were ending it, traditionally there's a pastor that's among us, an official pastor, UMC pastor and the like, and that pastor will typically close with prayer. All right. Well, when the pastor's not there, obviously it's kind of up for grabs, right? And I had to chuckle because I've done it multiple times when the pastor's not there, and I'm happy to do that. I love to do it. It's an honor. It's an honor to share God's word, God's blessings. But I look at everybody and say, I've done it the past few times. Who wants to do it? But nobody. I mean, come on, guys. Come on. This is awesome. Isn't it awesome to be able to just go ahead and just bless in the name of Jesus? Okay, that one triggered me with that one. It's in front of the unbelievers. So the very fact that you have lawsuits among you means that you have been completely defeated already. Why not rather be wronged? Why not rather be cheated? Instead, you yourselves cheat and do wrong, and you do this to your brothers. You know, it's the old eye for the eye, eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth, right? Everybody wants to have their vengeance with us. And do you not know that the wicked will not inherit the kingdom of God? So do not be deceived. Neither the sexually immoral, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor the male prostitutes, nor the homosexual offenders, nor thieves, nor the greedy, nor the drunkards, nor the slanderers, nor the swindlers will inherit the kingdom of God. And that is what some of you were. Now, it's interesting. You like how he said that. He was saying, hey, you've been born again, so you recognize that you needed to change your ways and come into place. So that's what some of you were. But you were washed. And you were sanctified, and you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and by the Spirit of God. Holy Spirit says, shut the book. So I shut the book. isn't it good, though? God is good. Mel, did you get any requests that came through that?
From Dan Witt.
Dan Witt has a prayer request. Oh, I forgot to grab my paper. Say that again. Dan Witt asked a prayer for what? Oh, AFib. It's hard to get out of AFib. Well, you know what? We're going to do something real special for you on that, Dan. And I hope Dan still is. Well, you probably can't tell if he's still watching with the way Facebook is set up. Dan, if you're watching now or if you're watching later, here's what I want you to do. I want you to put your hand on the mic. Put your hand on your chest. Put your hand on your chest. And, brother, I want you to repeat this after me. I said, Lord Jesus, I know it is your will to heal me. And Lord, I know that even though I'm a sinner, that by your grace and mercy, I receive healing. I say, this healing belongs to me because of what Jesus has done. Heart, we stand upon the name of Jesus now commanding that the heart relaxes and comes into perfect rhythm right now, Dan, right now, in the name of Jesus Christ. So heart, be at peace, be at rest, and all the different electrical stuff in the body that fires that and is freaking it out. I thank you, Lord, as stress is bound, as infirmity is crushed, as we proclaim the full victory for you, Dan. So remember, brother, this healing belongs to you. So lay down, relax, place your hand on your chest, and focus on Christ. See yourself, see Jesus, close your eyes and see Jesus is coming and touching you. Because Jesus is the same today as he was 2,000 years ago. So, Daddy, I thank you for a brand new heart for Dan as he's made fully whole. in the name of Jesus Christ. That's awesome. Thank you, Jesus. God is good, isn't he? Dan, I want you to know I've got five other people in here right now, and every one of them I know was in agreement with that, brother. So, power in numbers, right? Power in numbers, but power in faith. I mean, it's, you know, you'll get some people that they'll pray a prayer of desperation. They will pray, oh God, please, all right? Now, if you look through the Bible, every time that somebody came to Jesus for healing, what happened? He healed them, right? He didn't say, whoa, 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 you got to quit doing this and that. Now, there were times, though, you remember when he healed the man at the well, remember? He did say, he met him later and he said, don't sin again lest something worse come upon you, all right? But that wasn't a prelude. You know, I'll meet some people that feel like they need to be washed clean before Jesus will accept them. It's like, no, you got it backwards. You got it backwards. You come to Jesus with all your filth and all the junk, and he sets you free. It'll set you free. He'll make you clean. Anything else? Any other requests that came in there, Melody? There's good. He was watching it. Good. Good. Excellent. Excellent, Dan. That'll be awesome. I'm looking for a good report. Good report from you, Dan. Really, really good report. Oh, wow. Wow. Let's just lift up just general prayer, Lord, across the nation, because, Lord, there's just so much junk and so much darkness that's been battling, and the enemy's just trying to keep our focus on all the negative, and it's working through a lot of different channels to try to do that. That's why it's just so important for us to get into God's Word every day in every way. You gotta especially grab a scripture and make it your own. Tyler grabbed hold of that I shared with him, that Philippians 4:4-9, and why not right now, right? When I get up in the morning, I used to suffer horribly from anxiety and stress, and it turned into irritable bowel system and other just garbage. But ever since February 2009, every single day, when my feet hit the floor, I'm doing this, guys. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. You got to put your body into it. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Let your gentleness be known to all men. The Lord is at hand. Be anxious for nothing. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. We give it all to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall fill your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, honest, just, pure, lovely, of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. These things with you have both learned, heard, received, and seen in me do. And the peace of God, it shall be with you. My life prior to making that commitment to Christ was just a train wreck, an absolute train wreck. And I know a lot of you are struggling with that right now. You might have gone through and you may say, Greg, I've given my life to Christ. Yes, remember I mentioned earlier, you agreed. You agreed that you're a sinner. You agreed that you can't do this on your own. But now you need to put all this into action. And what is some of that action stuff is getting into your Bible? Read it out loud. Why? Romans 14:11 tells us faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Or speak it out loud, because whose voice do you listen to the most? Your own. Your own. And that's the reason why so many people fall into fear, and they get sick. You know, think about it. Prior to all this COVID and all that stuff, what would happen when wintertime would come around and they'd see people with the sniffles and that? Oh, I think I'm going to get cold. Afraid I'm going to get cold. They speak it into existence. So you got to speak the positive, right? Bless God, I'm healthy. Bless God, I'm amazed. Jesus sets me free. You know, I will not, I can tell you that I had hands laid on me in July of 2008. That's where I received my healing for all this garbage. And when they laid hands on me, I felt things moving inside my belly. That fixed that IBS garbage for me. It was awesome. It was absolutely amazing. And when I was driving back from that, on my drive, I was in Dearborn, Michigan. It was like a 5-hour drive. And along that drive, that IBS stuff, I was in about every restroom along the way. It was a train wreck. On my drive back, about 30 minutes into the drive, I started to feel some of the familiar discomfort. And I remember Dr. Roger Sapp, who was up at this conference I went up to in July 2008. He taught us these things for healing. And he said, look, he said, the devil, when you walk out here, for some of you, the devil's going to try and make you think that was just a feel-good. He said, and he's going to try to pull you back. He said, hey, you have good news. All you have to do is reclaim your healing. So I'm driving down the road, 65 miles an hour. Yeah, right. And, you know, cruising along, and I remember I just felt that discomfort. I put my hand on my belly, and I said, this healing belongs to me because what Jesus has done. And just like that, it stopped. At that point, I understood Ephesians 6:12, which says we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, spirits in darkness. That's the garbage. That's the battle we're fighting. And everyone right now that they're battling all this stuff, the fears that they're battling right now, it's a spiritual battle, guys. It's a spiritual. Yes, is sickness and disease real? Absolutely. We know it. You see it. It's tangible, right? But God is greater. God is greater. And if you're in fear, you're opening the door. You are opening the door. Don't let that door be open. Speak the results. Speak the positive. That's all good. All good. Any other prayer requests or things we want to pray for back here? Linda, how things been for you? I haven't heard any of your stories in a while. And I'd love to have the microphone to pass around like I normally do, but we won't.
I didn't have a question.
You have a prayer request for one of your...
I have a joy.
You have a joy to share with us. Thank you, Linda. So, oh, you're going to stand up. That's even better. Here, wait. Wait.
Amen!
That's right. We are here. Amen. That's right. Every week you're telling Debbie you want to come and sneak in, right? God bless you.
And the minute she came home.
Yeah.
Come look. I heard a phone in my hand. I said, heal.
So?
Jesus. So I go get the phone from home. And I go in my room and I listen to you guys.
So, all right. So when you go, all right. Okay. Awesome. So when she get home from work, you know, on Thursdays, you grab her phone. Oh, I thought you had a tablet. Her phone. Oh, wait a minute. Wait a second. You don't have the phone and she has the phone? I thought you both have phones.
She don't.
Oh, Facebook. Facebook. Well, you still have the tablet, don't you?
Yeah.
Okay. You can watch on the tablet. Put it on the tablet for her. That's awesome.
And my other joy in faith, we are back from V&V.
You're back from V&V? Not everybody. Not everybody's back from V&V, but... Yeah.
But now it's back for more people to come.
Time to bring more people in, okay.
But only four.
They're only letting four in your room? In the room where you are, they're only letting four at a time. How many did they used to have in there before four at a time? How many? Oh, not that much. How many? The ratio wouldn't be that far off. 30, up to 30 would normally, or had been in that room, and now they're limiting it to four right now, okay. Right. Oh, okay. So some are living in group homes, but they don't want to go out and then go back to the group home. Okay, they're still being cautious here. I get that. Yeah. Okay. So how many weeks were you actually just no V&V, no anything? How many weeks were you pretty much just nothing? Two months, 8 weeks then. Wow, it's a long time.
Now when they all come back, I miss the noise.
You miss the noise?
Oh, yeah.
Think about it. See you Sunday. Thank you, brother.
Anytime.
Yeah.
When you come to that, you miss it.
Yeah.
And my other joy, thank
God. So a joy to get back in V&V and... Yeah, you're not going on your mission trip this year. Yeah, that's obviously not a joy, but yeah. Yeah. What week was that supposed to be that you're supposed to go on this mission trip?
It's going to be a week, the first week of November.
November? Is that what you said? First week of November. Okay.
Yeah.
That'd probably be a good time. It would have been a good time to be gone the first week of November. That's when all... I know, but I mean, it would have been a good time to be out of the country. It would have been a real good time to be out of the country the first week in November.
I
Okay, well, we can do a fundraiser just for the Heifer Fund, for that matter. You know, that's all right. We can do something. Well, why don't we try to do something around that November time frame? That we have something special for you to look forward to, so you're not thinking about that week, then we'll take your... Remember, we talk about focus, right? Let's keep our focus on the positives. So that's good. We can do something. Just music? Just music? just worship is right. Oh, speaking of which, so the Northern Lights Emmaus is going to have their an outdoor face-to-face Saturday, July 11th. So next to set. Yep, and that'll be at Monroe United Methodist. Oh, yeah, you're not going to be up here. You're going to be in Gatlinburg July 11th. Saturday, July 11th. You're going to miss it, Tyler. But anyway, that'll all be good. Poor Tyler. He's hit the floor.
In prayer.
In prayer is right. Good. Debbie, things well for you? You always... Man, you. Now, has the store stayed open through this stretch, or... Oh, wow. 60 days the store was closed. Okay. The Christian bookstore. Christian bookstore is open now. Okay, that's good. A woman came in, daughter's going to be baptized in Dayton, okay. Came into the Christian store, that is. She's going to be baptized into the Methodist Church. That's cool. Big Methodist Church in Dayton? We'll just leave it at that. The Big Methodist Church in Dayton. Nice. Excellent. Oh, then it's going to be immersion then. Excellent. Tyler's into that. I thought it was very warm.
No,
it's a matter of perspective.
The man who never goes swimming. The woman, the mom,
yeah.
Is Catherine. Her daughter grew up Catherine.
Okay.
And now she wants to be baptized in the Methodist
Church. Okay, so she was raised Roman Catholic, and now she wants to be baptized into the Methodist Church. Okay. Yeah. Amen. We're all Christians. Amen.
We all are.
That's right.
And
no matter what moniker of religion, your title you're working with, you're right. We're all Christians. We're all living for Jesus. Okay, good. Yeah.
When she mentioned her daughter's baptism.
Excellent. She's excited now for her daughter's baptism. That's fantastic. So we're lifting up Elizabeth. And Elizabeth has two twins that are autistic. She's smiling. That's beautiful. Smiling. That's awesome. Absolutely. Elizabeth will have a great day and everybody's going to enjoy it. It's new beginnings. That's right. She has been blessed. Again, focus on the blessings, right? So thank you for guiding her. That's awesome. Yeah. Oh, yeah. The COVID has stopped a lot of hugging. Yeah. 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 Are they having you wear a mask when you're at while you're working, or how do you handle? For. Oh yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. Touch the books. Okay. I get that. Yeah, was she trying to find the identical old Bible that she used to have? So she was to replace the same style, or was
the same kind of Bible?
She wanted the same type of Bible. Yeah.
It does exist.
Oh, good. And it does exist.
It's old. I don't know if it's still available.
Right. It's easier for people listening. We're still far enough away.
She says, my husband doesn't want me to get this book because in Revelations it says that we should not rewrite his words. And I said, but in Revelations he also says that we are to love him and know him. And if the way that you're going to know him is by getting this book because you can understand his love, God wants you to have this book. And she said, but he's given me a hard time. I said, you give him to Jesus and you read this book. And so I looked, and there were 1,000 books for me to go through to find it. And finally I said, I'm going to take your phone number because I'm going to find this book and I'm going to call you.
So you found it. That's beautiful. Yeah, but that's interesting. Okay, you know, because they were concerned on the version of the Bible, right? Because they talk about the books, and a lot of people, you know, a lot of people like to go down that. They want to go down that path, which is a very worldly path. Because the reality is, if you want to get it straight, learn the Greek and learn the Hebrew. If you want to get it straight, short of that, you rely on the experts and that they're going to. And there's always a level of one of my favorites that I like is actually one called One New Man, and it's written by a man that was raised Jewish, so he understands all the traditions with it. And the notes that are in the book are great. It's pretty much, for lack of a better way to describe it, it's kind of like a new King James as far as how it reads and the like, but it has a lot of the explanations in that carry through with it. So, but that's great. It's good you're able to minister like that. It's a great job you have. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, that's neat.
Just spend the whole day with God.
Yep, absolutely spend the whole day with God. You're right. And get paid for it. A little bit. Oh, do you volunteer there? Oh, excellent. Even better. God bless you. That's good. That's fantastic. Thank you for your ministry. Melody, what's been going on?
Things.
Here, Melody, it's my daughter, so I can hand her. I can hand this.
Well, we've been close enough to each other.
I gave you a hug earlier today, so I think we've crossed that border. First one is that Rita is watching. So Rita, we missed you. Wish that you were here right now. Yeah, it's good to have you watching. So yeah, you were missed. We were praying for you. But other things. Just kind of bouncing off what you were saying with the doing what you love and, you know, you making money while you're doing it too. I'm finding that with, well, more or less, even though you're volunteering, but someone suggested that. But I've been finding that with my job at Joann Fabrics, and granted it is part-time and just stuff like that, but I prayed before I started this job. And I was like, okay, God, I'm just giving this to you, and I'm just asking that you work through this and that I'm able to glorify you as I'm doing this job. And it's just been wonderful, the interactions that I've had with people and my coworkers and just customers that come up and talk to me. I'm put in a position where I can literally stand there and talk to someone for 30 minutes or an hour if there's no one behind them in line, which does happen sometimes. And I've just formed these wonderful relationships, and I've learned silly things about people making backpacks for their dogs to carry them around in. I mean, there's some wild stuff. But I've also ministered to people, and I've prayed over people. And I remember there was this one woman that I've become friends with. Her name was Marilyn, and she did. She had two autistic grandsons, I believe it was. And so she started talking to me, and she just broke down in tears and she just started crying. And so I said, can I pray for you? And she said, yes. And I said, is it okay if I touch you? And she said, that's fine. And so I reached out and I put my hands on her hands. And, you know, we just prayed, you know, for God's peace and God's healing and God's love to just pour out and through that situation. So that was a great experience, and just spreading the joy of God and just lifting up people, you know, in this kind of environment, and then just watching the ways that God flips that right around, and, you know, then just blesses me in turn because I'm seeing all these wonderful things happening. So that's been great. And then also would like to pray for financial blessings to just pour out on Tyler because he has something exciting. No, well, maybe not.
Steal my thunder a little bit.
No way.
Man, it feels nice to be back here. As my nose is like blown into the mic.
That's up, Tyler?
The roof is up.
The roof is up.
Yeah, so let me give a little backstory. So let's back up a little bit. So as you know, most of I hear like the static. I think this is good. Okay, so I rented an apartment all of last year, just about all of last year. You know, I like being on my own. But it just never truly felt like it was home because I was renting it. Like, I'm renting someone else's home. It wasn't really mine. So I figured, I was like, I'm not going to stay here another year. I'll go home with my dad and, you know, go from there, save money. And then just all of a sudden yesterday, I was like, I want to look at houses. So I downloaded the Zillow app and a Realty app, and you know, I found houses in because I wanted to stay in the Hamilton area, just because I like how they bundle the utilities, you know, all that's bundled into one, and I like the west side of Hamilton. So I actually found like three houses I was kind of interested in, and I was like, oh, you know, let me see if I can, you know, just walk through a house. Well, it turns out you have to even get like a pre-approval letter before you can even walk through a house. So I was like, okay, that might take a couple of days. Well, the guy calls me like within the next 15 minutes. He was like, hey, you know, let's get you set up and stuff. And I was like, oh, okay. I got pre-approved for $130,000. So, you know, I got some, you know, some room to work with. There was one house that really piqued my interest because it was literally like a minute away from my apartment. And I was like, all right, I really know that area. Well, that house was no longer available as of today. It was a pending sale. So I was like, yeah, okay. So I was like, well, there's one that just got on the market today. It was like 10 minutes from where I work at. So I was like, okay, you know, let's look at it. You know, we looked at it. I liked it. I was like, yeah, I want to go see the second one. I stepped into the second one. I like instantly knew. I was like, this is the one. And, you know, they were offering, they were asking, you know, their price. Gave them a little bit, offered a little bit more because we're asking them to, you know, pay for the closing costs. And as I was sitting in here, my lender actually, you know, called me and said we were talking out some details. He's like, yeah, you know, you'll probably wake up tomorrow morning with the, you know, acceptance. I was like, all right. So I hung up and, you know, because I could hear, you know, I was getting texts and stuff. One of them was, oh, they accepted your offer, so I guess I'm officially a homeowner. So, yeah. Be living, be moving back to Hamilton. Yep. So, yeah. But, you know, and I'm just so happy to be back in a church. For those of you who don't know, I got baptized on June 11th after many months of waiting. But it all happened for a reason. Do I know that reason? No. And I probably won't know for a very long time. But that's okay. And I'm glad it happened. And I just, these last few days, weeks, ever since I got baptized, I've just felt so invigorated by the Holy Spirit and Jesus. And I started like a few days ago, like praying. Because when I go to bed at night, you know, I pray to God. I usually just like, you know, close my eyes and, you know, I pray inside my head. But kind of with the Bible, you know, how we, you know, should read the Bible out loud. I started praying out loud. And I feel so moved every time I pray. And I know the first night I did it, like, I cried. And, it's been wonderful. Welcome.
Really good. All right. I was going to ask about Sonia. Okay. Absolutely. Absolutely. Lord, we're lifting up Sonia for all the different trials and tribulations she's been dealing with. Lord, the enemy's been working hard against her and against a lot of that are listening right now, I know. So, Jesus, we thank you for your grace, your mercy, your peace, for opportunities. So any of the walls that are being built up, Lord, we just like in Jericho, Lord, we're circling those things seven times. We're doing a big shout that those things are coming crushing and falling down. And all the victory that is hers, victory that is hers in the name of Jesus. God is good. God is good and God is able. All right. Well, you know what? We can. See, we used to always do our cool circle and all that stuff. So this is our fake. So we'll stand back in here. Here we go. Everybody's just kind of here. No touching, right? We're all good. But we're in our circle here. Ta-da, virtual circle. Virtual circle. So, Lord, I just thank you by your grace and mercy. Thank you for everybody being here tonight. It's great to see you ladies back. Great to be here, and it's great to share God's love. So remember, everyone, your healing, it belongs to you, because what Jesus has already done for you, the work's already been finished. And if you feel like you got to get cleaned up before Jesus will accept you, that's backwards. Jesus is the one who does the cleaning. Ask the guy who got dunked in the warm water. Oh, he's holding back. So making an awesome and amazing week, guys. We love you. Hope to see you on Sunday also. Got a great message from Pastor Kim. And it'll be joyous and fun. You get to hear all the music we did. Maybe I can actually hit some right notes this time. And we'll see how it rolls. So make it a great week.